You have so many qualifications, you're not going to find them all. That's the question. Oh, that's it. Hey, what if he can't find anybody that has all the qualifications? He can't find such a person. Never did an Avera. He's humble and he knows Tanakh. Whoa. And he has a good voice too. So if you don't find all the qualifications, Yivcharu Hatov, Bitsin, and Nun Gimel, Sifay, Yivcharu Hatov, Shabitsibu, Bachach, Halimah. Should pick the person who's most learned and most observant. Oh, you can't. I'm Ha'oritz. I'm Ha'oritz Zokain, Bachol, and Nun, Ha'om, Chafetz, and Bo. You have an ignorant person, but he has a voice of the people who enjoy the way he governs. Then you'll give Mashana, Ha'mej, and Mashayim, and then call and Nun. You have a Bar Mitzvah Bacher. Who knows what he's davening, but he doesn't have such a good voice. Akotn hu hakayda. A young child who knows what he's saying, be chosen. They shouldn't take the amulet. Yeah, they're not gonna listen to the Shulchan Aruch on this. Okay. Nisha over aver b'shoyge kigon shor gan nefesh b'shkod b'chaz b'tshuva mutali yoshmi artiba. אבל אם עושה לנזק, לא, במקום מקום, יוצא עולב שאימרע קודם התשובה. אוקיי, אין ממנים אלא מי שנשמע להזכון, אין ממנים means to appoint someone as a שליח ציבור קבוע. You have to have a person, מי שנשמע להזכון, no. You shouldn't have a bar mitzvah bocher, just barely bar mitzvah. Serve as the שליח ציבור קבוע. You have to have an older person, נשמע להזכון. That his beard is already, what if he shaves every day? When he reaches 18, I think his father's kind of means 18, and they call it Atziba. I will be Kroy, but if you have a high school, they're all that age. No one's 18. Self-understood, that's okay. But it means in a big shul, in a shul we have adults, older people. So it's not the Kovadik to have such a young person be the Shlei Atziba Kavua. I will be Kroy once in a while. The Dhamma Phenomenon is not to Shleir Tziba Kavua, that's okay. Mishavish Tei Cyrus, Yuchav Eber Lefnei Atev, as long as he's Bar Mitzvah. Bavad, Shleir Yishmanu Ki Atziba, Mishnei Shleir Tziba, Mamana Oso, Lohokam Leolok, Spal Badal, Le'itim Yidun. You shouldn't be appointed as the Chaz and Shein. You shouldn't be appointed as the Shleir Tziba. You shouldn't be appointed as the official substitute. That the Gabbai, nor the Chaz, you should not appoint him as the official sub. To take over once in a while, unofficially, shouldn't be appointed. Okay. Mention Misha Deli Shleir Tzibur, Kim Ben Yunkim Mashana Yamechot, Wutim Shehu Shleir Tzim Shebat Mishma Kedusha Vekadosh. Let's say the only one who can be the Shleir Tzibur every day is a young boy who's just barely Bar Mitzvah. So if you have no alternative, so what are you going to tell everybody? They shouldn't have a chazan, shouldn't say Chazar Sanjat. They got no choice. Okay. And you even appoint him every single day. He davens for an amen every day. Misha ain't a bal zokan. What if his beard doesn't grow? Well, shenika b'ashi igil achlal shan shevad l'smadus kan agreen a bit. Smad ovirulka ben esrim shana afal pishen l'zokan man nasi. Even if he doesn't have a beard, if he's 20 years old, I thought he was 18. So it's 20 years old, that's called Nismalis Khan. It doesn't actually depend whether he has a beard. Hayden Vayel Zakan Afil Miyak, Queen of Nismalis Khan, and Lil Ben Yutches Elamayla. Ah, he's 8 and he has a little fuzzy beard, that's good enough. Or if he's 20, he has no beard, that's good enough. Okay, Soris. Okay, Yesham Shemuta Lamanas and Hu Ben Esrim. A Soris only becomes Bar Mitzvah at the age 20. So you can appoint him as a Shleach Tzibur. He doesn't become Bar Mitzvah at 13. They allow children before Bar Mitzvah to function as the Shleach Tzibur for Meirav and Metzoy Shabbos. Yeah, why Meirav? There's no Chazaras HaShatz. You just say Baruch Hu and you say Kaddish. That a Kohen can say also. Why is only Metzoy Shabbos? I mean, that was the meaning. I don't think Metzoy Shabbos is Hu Adin, Arvis Tuchok. Matzoy Shabbos is not something special. I mean, it was Matzoy Shabbos. They would allow Ketanim to serve as the Shleir Tzibur. The meaning is not so you shouldn't introduce such a meaning. His birthday is on Shabbos. He's going to keep by mitzvah on Shabbos. But they daven Ma'ariv early in the shul. They daven before Tzeis HaKinuchovim. What's Lamed Gimel? Arei Adai, what's Eloiman? says the davening mebod yom. That's what the Mishnah Berurah explains in Lamed Gimel. The davening mebod yom before the shkia because of Tosef Shabbos. So the kid is not by mitzvah yet until Shabbos. Avol, what if the davening after says come? He was born 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 13 years ago. Does he become by mitzvah 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Or does he become by mitzvah at say Sakhavim of the day? So that's what he writes. Avol imis palabalaila, arbisachet says come, muta leri nikneh teva. And what it says, b'chamok and yud gimushan v'yanechod, lo shitzach yanechod. Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar, the yanechod is not chesoder. Yanechod is Zayin Adar. The din would have been yud gimushanim, would have been vav Adar. Vav Adar is the last day of the yud gimushanim. And Zayin Adar is the yanechod, the first day into the next year. Alavatam shitzach yud gimushanim shleimus miyam al yam. Bapuke, shisar mikza shoy, tilkach miyad betchilas laila. Shmalashnos vahavigar, filanada b'yom. Rosh Hashanah Kodim Dein Hashmashet. Even if he's born a minute before Shkia, as by mitzvah, it says at the chum of the beginning of the day. Yeah, but that's a big machloikas. He writes in the footnote, Achroinim. That's a big machloikas in Rishonim and in Achroinim. Because the Gemara says you need Meislei, so many Rishonim Achroinim learn literally. He doesn't pick up a mitzvah till a minute before the Shkia. Okay, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it. Also, Rachel used to make fun of that all the time. He used to emphasize this, Yid Gimushanim Yamecha means on Zayin Adar. It's called the Yamechad, and it doesn't mean the Yais Leis. You have to wait till 2 o'clock after, like this Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. What's Sif Yud Aleph? We have Tziba Shemarach B'Tvilosai. A chazan who davens long, Kadei Sheishmo Kol Ha'arav. He wants to show off what a beautiful voice he has. But it's not that, it's L'Shem Shamayim. If he does it, l'shem shamayim, to enhance the davening, that's marvelous. But if he just wants everybody to see what a beautiful voice he has, he's very proud of his beautiful voice. I raise him again, that's ugly, that's disgusting. He has a captive audience, everybody in shul ask him to daven for a moment, and he's singing away. That's terrible. You shouldn't daven too long. People have to go to work, even on Shabbos also. That's if the people in the community know the difference. In America, we pronounce Aleph and Ayin the same. In Eretz Yisrael, they pronounce it differently. Bocheach, what's Bocheach? A guy's wearing shorts. Whom he should big do karua. Those are also megulim. He's not wearing long sleeves. His arms are exposed, and his legs are exposed. His trousers are torn. I want to wear shorts. Lo yeri lifnei atei, that's a Mishnah. Bocheach, you're not allowed to have not been in shorts. I remember one year, we were in Eretz Yisrael. In the summertime, Chodesh Elul, and they were there till the Sukkot. So half the time we spent in Kiryat Yavne, half the time we spent in Shal Avim. So they asked me to give a shir in the kibbutz. On Kiryat Yavne, they asked me to give a shir in the Adrosha, in the kibbutz, on Shabbos Shuvah. So one of the kibbutzniks came to the Adrosha in shorts. Shal Avim, nobody came in shorts. Shal Avim is a Psahaya level. On the bus, on the kibbutz. Carry me out there. Yeah. Suma yor lefnei ha-teva, lovat shele ikor bator, mishum dvorim shebitzav, yata roshal yom ha-teva. A blind man can't read the Balkor, of course not. He can't read by himself. Yeah. But he can read the shleach tziva. Ah, he's a balmum? That's the question. Is it proper to allow? And this big setter says a balmum, the kohen who's a balmum cannot be makar karbonis. So maybe you should say the same by a shliach tzibur. Let's say the Mishnah Berurah. And then Malach, Suma, Achid, B'shteyer, and Bechai, B'chol, Amitzis, Menatari, the Kaim, Lanker, Rabban, and the Rabbiuda. That's a machlokes HaTanoim. A machlokes in Poskim, whether we should Poskim like Rabbiuda. The Suma is part of B'chol, Amitzis. So he says, B'chol, Poskim is Chai. Shuv is Chav, is Yoyer, Elo, Shachol, Pichain, Lo, Yispal, Suma, B'yom, Naroi, Mafila, B'echad, Me'en, have even blind at one night. Echadika, Acher, Roy, Behogim, Kais, Vechter, someone else, I am Shom Tamo. Shouldn't have a balmum because apostle lahakrava. It'll be safe. Elio Rabba chelukalav. Really, daf ledibra chavisir. Hayim akshelol manosel lachatchila. But if he already was the Shliach Tzibur for years, now you got to be Mesalakim, Aval Ol Mesalakim, Mishliach Tzibur, Nasi Sumo, Shliach Tzibur, Sheishlo, Kevedus, Oznaim, is hard of hearing, Shenish Me'aklau, doesn't hear at all, Masik Rebbe Kivega, Deloye, Shliach Tzibur, Dafim Lohi, Shmili Ozno, Yotzim, Nekoma, Koma, Lachatril, you have to be Mashmili Ozno. Yeah, that's a Gemara. Lachatril, you have to be Mashmili Ozno. And if I'm, let's say, I'm saying Kiddush for others, and I'm deaf, so I can't hear what I'm saying. So I'm only Yetzir B'Diyev, and so they're only Yetzir B'Diyev, even though they can hear. For them, it doesn't make a difference. No, that's a Gemara in Brachas. But if I'm deaf, and I can't be Mashmir L'Yosnes, so I'm only Yetzir B'Diyev, but they can't be Yetzir on a higher level than me, so they're only Yetzir B'Diyev. So it's not right to have a deaf person serve as the Shliach Tzibur, okay? And a blind person, he says, the Chavisoy recommends against them. And Yom Neroyim, he says, because Yom Neroyim, we want that the Shliach Tzibur should be like the Kohen of Makri Kabon. In the Beis HaMikdash, what Sif Tezvav, Shliach Tzibur Kavua, Yori Lefnei HaTeva Mi'atzma V'yamtin Shiyam Lelo. Yeah, Mishena Shliach Tzibur Kavua, Sif Tezayim. Whoever was never appointed as a Shliach Tzibur Kavua shouldn't walk up to the Omer on his own. You have to be authorized by the Gabbai. So, and then when the Gabbai asks him to Davan, I'm sorry, sorry, me, I couldn't share with the Ne'atele. He has to turn it down, because it's a position of COVID that the one at the service is Shliach Tzibur. So you should first turn it down, however the Yosin he died. You shouldn't refuse to offer that. The Pam Hashem and Masare, Shamalot Pam Shnia, Mechan Atzmuk Moshe Rotzalam, and the Pam Shlishis, Yamod. And the Gabbai asked him the third time. If it's a rabbi, so you shouldn't. If it's a rabbi, Derech Eretz dictates, you should try to turn him down the first couple of times. But he says in Tezvav, he's the Shliach Tzibur Kavua. He was elected by the Tzibur, so then he shouldn't wait every day till the Gabbai asks him, please go down in front of him. He knows he's the Shliach Tzibur, so he was already appointed. What's if you're Zainim Tor, Shliach Tzibur, 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 let's say the Chazan got all to break. They didn't, in the days of the Tanaim, they didn't have Sidurim. They didn't have Sidurim till the days of the Golem. They didn't have Sidurim. Even when they wrote down the Mishnah, said, well, they didn't write down the Siddur. That was written last. So if the Chazan would make a mistake in the middle of Manasseh, he doesn't remember what he's up to. He can't daven. So the Gabbai has someone else please take over. So then Derech Eretz dictates, you should not refuse the first two times. You go right away. Yeah, that's a Mishnah. See if you're done, it's a Mishnah. And Dosh Le'atziba Tzichem Lachmanachat Tachto also Shmadim Tachto Lo Yisarei. Derech Eretz dictates you should go right away, because in the middle of Chazaras Hashad, what you tres? Aima any yor lefnei atem neishah begodei sivuin or neishah beragli sandal lo yeri beos and feel a cloud. What kind of stupid thing is that? I can't daven for anam because I'm wearing an orange shirt. I'm wearing a green shirt. So what's wrong? Oh, see, if it's not Derech Eretz, it's a different story. But it's not a question of not Derech Eretz. So that's a chashash. You shouldn't let him daven at all. They should Derech Apikursim. You hacked it. Bekat Hashem Hashem Apikursis. This is your gabo. The food of Nasan Amasan and Vav Lamahu. That's a Mishnah. The Chassam Sefer has a tshuva. Some people had a thing that if the daven Nusachari, if the minyan daven Nusachari, you can't daven, you can't be the Shliach Tzibur if you're wearing silk clothing. Alpi Kabbalah. So the Chassam Sefer says it's suddenly ridiculous. People don't know Kabbalah, they don't know what they're talking about. He says to institute a new minig, you have to be a big Talmid Chacham to know what makes sense and what doesn't make sense. And that's Haglash. That's silly. He says, my Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, was a big Talmid Chacham. He knew how to introduce minhagim. So he says some of the minhagim that his Rebbe instituted. That's the Sifya test. Yesh Monim Ger, Aliyah Shliach Tzibur. Some say it's not right that a Ger should be a Shliach Tzibur. And it could have been, the opinion has been ejected. Why do they not want to appoint a Ger Memtes? Yemindashti B'sof B'nei Yisrael, that's why. Adov Shebikdusha is based on the person Yemindashti B'sof B'nei Yisrael. So B'nei Yisrael sometimes comes to exclude Ger. Let's see, the Fishen Yochalam Alakeh was saying, Mishnah Berurah says Memtes why. Alakeinu Alakeh was saying, he's not a biological descendant of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. So that's why you shouldn't have a gift. Then he says, "Vinitchu divrei." Why? Because we pass from like the other Tana. That's a machlokes like Satanaim. And Mishnayis and Bikurim. We pass from like the Tana, like Rabbi Yehuda, that Avraham Avinu's name was changed to Avraham Mongoyim. Avraham Mongoyim means that he's considered the father, family father of the Jewish religion. So the Ger can say, Alekeinu, Alekei Aviseinu. He's not a biological descendant, but still they're the founding fathers of the Jewish religion. So that's called the Alekeinu Aviseinu. Yeah. But I think others say this is a different issue. That the Dov Shebik Dusha says, when he dashed the Besach B'nai Yisrael, so sometimes the phrase B'nai Yisrael comes to exclude Ger. Again, if you say it like that, then the Ger, not only Ger can't be the Shleach Tzibur, Ger can't be part of the Minyan either. They'll have to have 11 people. If one of the 10 is a Ger, so you don't have it in Dash to Besoch. Besoch has a connotation of 10. So you say B'nai Yisrael, but no Gerim. That's the first Shach in Yerudeim. The first Nekudas HaKesef in Yerudeim. Raises an issue. When he said B'nai Yisrael, but no Gerim, or when he said B'nai Yisrael, but no B'nai Yisrael. They said you have to have a field. Like there's a machlok in Satanan, the parsha of Soto. The parsha of Soto is the one and only mitzvah, the one and only place where the Torah promises a miracle, the Yoylam Void. And you have a Beis HaMikdosh, and a man brings his wife to the Beis HaMikdosh, he has to kill her sphere. So the Torah promises a miracle, that if she's guilty, she's going to die. If she's innocent, innocent, nothing will happen, that's normal. Guilty, she's going to die, there's no reason why she should die. It's not poisonous, it doesn't taste good. You mix it a little off, it doesn't taste good, but you don't die from that. So that's the one and only place where the Torah promises a miracle. And you can rely, some chamal anes, you can rely on a miracle. Husband thinks if the wife is asura ilov, she drinks the maimamor and she doesn't get sick. He's allowed to live with her. That's a bir gama that she was loizinsa. So there's a machloikis satanayim where the mashkim is agioris. Did the Torah promise this miracle, this whole institution of seichel? Does it only work if the husband is a naturally born Jew, but if the husband is a ger? So it says, Abel b'nei Yisrael. The one time it says, b'nei Yisrael v'la b'nei Yisrael. So that's a machlokes. Should you darshan over the b'nei Yisrael? B'nei Yisrael v'lo gerim. B'nei Yisrael v'lo gerim. So the Shach says, the Tanoim had the feel to know when you darshan b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nei Yisrael, like by smicha. You say, in the first pasuk in Chumash Vayikra, Abel b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nei Yisrael, that women don't do smicha on karbonos. There by Saito, it's a machlokes, but he said b'nei Yisrael v'lo gerim or not. So this pasuk goes, when it dashed himself b'nei Yisrael, we don't say limute gerim. If it's limute gerim, not only can the gerim not be the shliach tzibur, it can't be part of the minyan either. So that we don't hold like that. Nitchu divrei. For the yochid yochel v'akiv lama eni rotsi shiptan yechazen, or shekrahisim ala mitchina. Chazen has to be merutza l'kohol. So you have to have unanimous vote. So Chanoch distinguishes when they appoint a rabbi, when they appoint a chazan, you have to have unanimous agreement. And that he already was appointed, you want to extend his contract, that's enough with a roi. Magen Avraham says we don't follow that din because then it would be impossible to ever appoint a rabbi or chazan. No one's ever going to get unanimous. We don't follow that. We assume that yochid eni yochel la'akev. We go basa roi from Shaykh. But after Shia Lo say Yochid Tam Hogun, I'll pee to be here. He has to explain why he doesn't want his guy to be the chazan. Abu Balafahin Yochid Lachalim because for Shleach Tzibur. Tam for no good reason. He says, I don't want him to be the Shleach Tzibur. Why not? He has to have a good reason. He does have to say it in public at the public meeting in front of 100 people. He has to explain it to the Tuvi here, to the members of the board. He has to explain why he's not happy with these guys. The Imhu Sono, okay. What if he hates him? Who hates whom? Who hates whom? The Balabas hates him. Sonim Zezed, the Mishnah Berurah says. It's a Dovi Yadua that the Sonim Zezed. Yochel Imchaz Bo Kerem Shehiskim Olov. Mishu Hussein Lishlach Tzimah Liyad Lo Nusef Tavish Kari Atoichich. Yeah. If the Balkore, if it's known that the Balkore doesn't get along with a certain Balabas, you shouldn't give that Balabas the Teichich. Because it sounds as if the Balkari is cursing him. Yak Hashem HaShachetes of HaKadachas. That's just the Teichecha. But the rest is okay. Even though the Shliach Tzibur is a Soine. although we have an assumption, it says in Hilchos Tkiyuv Shofar, we assume that the Zayin is miskaven shelo lehotzio. Yeah, that's a nun vav. And an asu shluch letfila bal kocha. No, that's not what he said. That says in the Ramah there. It says in Ramah in Hilchos Tkiyuv Shofar that if the Baal Tekeya hates one of the people in Shul, we assume that he has Kavanah Shalom Lahotziya. And then it says, and then no one is Yotzi. Because the Baal Tekeya has to be Motzi, no, it says Shliach Tzibur, not the Baal Tekeya. It says it on the Shliach Tzibur. Because the Shliach Tzibur is supposed to be Motzi, the whole Tzibur. If one person is not Yotze because he has Kavanah Shalom Lahotzi, then the whole Tzibur is not Yotze because he wasn't Motzi, the whole Tzibur. It wasn't said by the Baal Tekeya, but people extended. I don't know if that's so. Baal Tekeya, he's blowing for the Tzibur, blows for each and every individual person. The Chazan, who davens for Anam, is Motzi, the Tzibur. So everybody is called the Tzibur. If there's one person who's Miskama Shalom Lahotziyo, then the Ramah says the others are also not Yotze. I remember the first time I ate by my in-laws on the Shabbos, and my father-in-law asked me, "Do you want to say your own Kiddush? Do you want to be Yotze with my Kiddush?" I didn't know what the right answer was supposed to be. The right answer was that he didn't want his sons-in-law to say their own Kiddush. He had one brother-in-law who always insisted that he has to say his own Kiddush. My father-in-law was always very upset about him. Why he always insisted? Okay. So I don't know what the right answer was supposed to be, but he wanted me to say my own. So I said to him, "Pa, it depends on you. If you don't like me, then you must come shalom lahotzi, then I gotta say my own kiddush. If you like me," he smiled and said, "he likes me." So that happened to be the right answer. He didn't want me to say my own kiddush. Okay. But Vilna Gaon says like that it's better one person should say kiddush to everybody. Machaber says not so. Machaber says preferable each person should say his own kiddush. So Vilna Gaon says against the Gemara. Mara says, "Beroy v'am hadras melch." That one person says for everybody. That's preferable. What sifchof mechad rotzel lema tfilo b'shul aviv echad rotzel lema b'shul acher mishu rotzel hakol mishu yotzal kol shem atfilo hu yomer. What do you mean b'shul aviv? What do you mean he has the outside? What does that mean? Yeah, he's an oval. He's an oval in Saint Kaddish. Let's take two people. One of them for another. One guy says, "Well, I'm saying I have yotzei from my father." If he's not merutzel l'kol, he can't daven for an omer. And even if it's merutzel l'kol, if the kol would prefer to hear this guy daven and the other guy daven, it doesn't help that he has yotzei. Have to be merutzel l'kol. That's the gabbai has to be the bad guy. Gabbai has to say, "You're not merutzel l'kol. You're not allowed to daven for an omer." En amanush le'atzib al pisar oved gilulim al pisharei batzibuch hafeitzim bo. If the Goyish government intervenes and they appoint who the chazan should be, you shouldn't let that happen. That's a disaster. Even though the Rebbe Tzibur is masculine, the Goyish government should not have a say in appointing the chazan or the rabbi. Yeah. Okay. We used to have this. Appointing the rabbi, the Goyish government used to stick their two cents in. Shliach Tzibur b'schar ha'aretz,
No, I think in Poland or Russia, the government would appoint communal rabbis who didn't necessarily have any real rabbinic background, would just do what the government told them to do.
They would appoint chazanim also, or just rabbis?
I don't remember about chazanim. I'm sure rabbis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. Shliach Tzibur b'schar odef tvei min bine dova. It's better if the chazan is salaried than if he does it voluntarily, because he'll feel more of a responsibility. Same thing in the kol. Every so often there's a guy who says he doesn't need the money. He wants to learn in the kol, doesn't want the money. Doesn't want the money. He's not going to come every day. It's better if he does take the money, so I feel obligated to come and to take the exams on time and so on and so forth. En lo adam mispalel v'lo ritzon hakol v'chol misha mispalel v'chosko derech almus. If the guy just takes over the amen and he's not brutal, v'chol einonim amen achem b'chosko. Because when you say amen means I agree to the content of the bracha, and I agree that this is the right man who should say the bracha. if he's not, the bracha that he says is perfect, that he's not the right guy, he shouldn't have done fine on it, because he wasn't appointed by the government, so he's not allowed to say amen. If the chazan is salaried, he's paid from the community fund. Everybody's here to equally, so you should say the poor people should pay this, you should divide it equally. Yeah, the kupas hakohol has most of the money from the kupas hakohol is from the wealthy people. So you don't say that since the chazan is motzi, everybody equally, so everybody has to pay an equal share for the salary of the chazan. No, the poor people can't afford as much as the wealthy people. Yeshomri, the girls and chatzim with the mama, chatzim with the nefoshes, chayim aminigat kehillus. Why chatzim with the mama, chatzim with the nefoshes? Chatzim with the nefoshes, because the chazan is motzi everybody equally, so we all need them equally. Chatzim with the mama, because it's a luxury to have a chazan who sings nicely. So luxuries are for wealthy people. Poor people can't afford luxuries. So chatzim with the nefoshes, because he's motzi everybody equally. Chatzim with the mama, that's in chayshim mishpat. Let's say pirates come and they want to kill everybody. They're going to kill everybody in the community and take everybody's money. So if they're going to kill everybody in the community, then we have to bribe them. We have to buy a cannon in order to shoot them, to chase them away. So everybody's life is equal. So everybody has to chip in equal share to buy the cannon to save their lives. But if the pirates are coming to steal everybody's silver, they're not going to kill anybody. They're coming to steal your money. Then the poor man has very little to lose. And the rich man has more to lose. So then you collect with the money. You don't collect with the nefashos. And what if they're coming to do both? What if they're coming to kill everybody, you have to take all their money? So then you pay chatzi with the money and chatzi with the nefashos. This is from Chayshim Mishpat, this calculation. Oh, the Chav Galad was written by a rabbi. If you only have enough money to pay salary for a rabbi, for a chazan, which one should you hire? Rabbi. If the Shulchan Aruch would be written by a chazan, I would say a chazan. That's what the chazanim say. This sefer is written by a rabbi. Rabbi Shlech Rabbi Shlech Tzibah. Ain't the Adam today, Tzchar Shneim. They don't have enough money to vote. Imu Rav Muvim, the God of Batar, Boki Beirua, if he's a prominent, it's Amal Chacham, who could? What if he's just a rabbi? He gives fluffy drushes, entertaining drushes. Then he's not kaidin. Didn't love shlech tzibah kaidin. If he just gives fluffy sermons, then the shlech tzibah is kaidin. But if the rabbi is a big tamachachan, then the rabbi is kaidin. Once you appoint to the chazan, it says the chatei. In the south, the chazan me'um aluso, you don't fire the chazan, but came into the book so unless you catch him, that he did it out there. That's a famous story. There was a chazan, his name was Shimon. And they caught him that he ate treifus. So the Gemara gives a Tana Shimon who I'm saying, a Vaidorish called Es V'Yesha Batara. Every time he says Es, and then he backed that Es Hashem Hakeh Batira until the Bakiri came. So Es Hashem Hakeh Batira, the Rabbis come in the Chachamim. So in Yiddish, the word Es means to eat. It's an Es. So they sent to Shadow to one of the Rabbis, and Shimon's there, his chazan, his name is Shimon, Dorish called Es V'Yesha Batara. Es HaChazir, Es HaGomel, Es HaNevis. He eats all the treifus food. So the Shaila was that he had a very pleasant voice and Lalabatim enjoyed the way he davened very much. But the rabbi is aggravated. He's a balaver, he eats treifus. That if he's going to fire the chazan, that is going to cause a big machlekes in the community because they loved the way he had a beautiful voice. So what the rabbi sent to Shaila to another rabbi, what should he do? Should he fire the chazan and have a machlekes or not? So the psak was given, mutav l'ham and tzalem v'hechal v'ayar v'machlekes v'yisra. That expression doesn't appear anywhere else. The smichas chachanim, I think, wrote that. Mutav l'ham and tzalem v'hechal v'ayar v'machlekes v'yisra. Let the chazan peace to Muda. Sonim. You don't know who was at fault by the song. Yeah, he catches him, he eats dreifus, he lends the ribbis. Bor Bashad is a Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. Says if the chazan is Bor Bashad, you have to fire him. What is Bor Bashad? People don't know what in the world, what are they, did he do? If he sues someone in civil court, that's an avera, he's supposed to fire the husband. A lot of people don't know that. They said that it's connected to din, that you're not allowed to sue someone in civil court. Just because there's a rumor, you don't fire him. Shots all of shame. There's a rumor that he's having an affair with an non-Jewish woman. There's a rumor that he mastered someone to the gun. Avo, in both, all of Edim, if you have to have two Edim, Edechad is not believed, you have to have two Edim, then you fire him. Then you fire him. The Sheikhet, when the blood splashes all over the place, it has an awful smell. So you shouldn't, if the chazan is the Sheikhet, you shouldn't daven for an omen with those clothes that he wears when he shecht, because they're smelly. The men in Rotsa Lachla Begodim, Bishas Atfila, is Palma Rimar, so you fire him. If he insists he's going to daven with the smelly Begodim, you don't let him. Shulatziba Hamanabo Piv, he talks nivol peh, Oshem Rana Bishirei Nochem, he sings improper goyish songs. Mamchem Yod, Shlolas is king. First give Musar, Menu Shemeh, then you fire him, he doesn't listen. Shulatziba Shehiskin, he's old, and his voice is no longer any good. Rotsa Laman is Beno, the sire of the truck, and wants to appoint his son. Afo Pishen Kol Beno. Or if you call Allah, the Malam become a Bishadva and Bilal Karim Khaladam, then it's Yibu Khadam Limchas Biyad. Really? Wow. The minui that the Chazan has goes Birusha. That's the Allah. All appointments go Birusha. That's the Shadab. When the Rosh Yeshiva goes Birusha, you appoint a Rebbe in a Yeshiva, and then he dies. So does the son have the right to Yarsha in the father's position? Torah doesn't go Birusha. Says in Pirkei Avos, and Pirkei Avos says, any Yerusha Lachem, Torah doesn't go to Yerusha. That was a big deal whether Rabbanus goes to Yerusha. Rabbanus is not exactly Torah. Rabbanus is like Melon. But the Rebbe and Yeshiva, the Pashto says that it does not go to Yerusha. Rabbi Michal Shirkum's father passed away, so he wanted to take over his father's Shia. Chaim Berlin. It was utterly ridiculous because he wasn't from Chaim Berlin. He learned by Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, he learned by Rav Soloveitchik. Rabbi Hutman was running Chaim Berlin. He wanted people saying who learned in the yeshiva, they know his style, and that you should be kofuf to him. He wasn't from Chaim Berlin. So the whole thing was ridiculous. So he made a whole din Torah. He went to a place of silver. He spoke to a place of silver learning, and a place of silver sent to Hasmonah to Rabbi Hutman. For the interior. So Rabbi Hutman said it wasn't Azmana. He said it was a love letter. It wasn't Azmana. Anyway, nothing ever came out of it. I didn't think it was right. You can't force yourself on that to be a Rebbe in Yeshiva. Even if you're old, being a Rebbe in Yeshiva goes to be Yerusha. That's only if you were brought up in that Yeshiva. You have that style. Every Yeshiva has its own style. Anyway, he didn't get it. What's it called? Koshin Ogul Amanus on Rosh Hamalsoche at Tibul Isman. They appoint a gabbai for a year. And this guy's the Balkori for a year. And the year is up. Goodbye. The Hagia Azman Yetzreel becomes Racherim Tachtehem. And at the end of the year, they have elections again. They have, every year they have elections. Who should be the gabbai and who should be this? So, Bein Lachazim, Bein Lukupi Shotzok, Bein Lachaminuim. Yeah, Hatsukhan Latiba, Ben Shinotim Alem Shtab, whether they're salaried or not. Tilo Kovalem Zman, stomach of Jerusha, even if they appointed them, they didn't say. But everybody knows, that's a minute. They're only appointed for a year or two. The Afa Shinogu Kach, that's it. You don't say the minui is forever. Same thing if you appoint a rabbi. A rabbi was only appointed for 5 years, that's it. You only gave him a 5-year contract, so he doesn't have the other blessing. In Eastern Europe, when they appointed a rabbi, he was appointed for life. In Western Europe, they used to, in the 1900s, when they appointed a rabbi, they would appoint him for a few years, they wouldn't appoint for a rabbi. Yes, we should cross over the Tzibur, his power, until Sefer HaMilch of the Tzibur, the Vadai Nichtav Lishmo. He shouldn't daven from his own Tzibur. He daven from the Shul Tzibur, which was certainly written, certainly Nichtav Lishmo. No. What time is it? Nun Dalin. Even Hashayach, maybe Shabbat. Let's see, what does he say? Shabbat, Hena Basach, the Baruch, the Fee, Yishmukha, the Baruch Shama, Shishtem, Yishkinu, Amsuk, the Zim, Azul, the Fame, Azul, the Achaim, Ein Lam, Esam, the Acham, the Elam, the Law, Matish, Bokos, and the Acha, Tehu, Ein Lamim, the end of the whole Baruch. The Baruch is not over till you get to the end. The Sam will see in my Baruch. And the Sabbath, the Yishabbat, the Yosra, 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 the What's Gimel? Where does it say that? Gimel. Goes my me to be shame how Yerushalmi. I think in the new editions of the tour now they print it on the bottom of the page. You don't know where this Yerushalmi is. Famous Yerushalmi, you don't know where it is. Hasava Hasoch Bein Tilmash or Yad Tilmash or Rosh, that's a Gemara. But Hasoch Bein Yishtabach Liyot Zeror, that's the missing Yerushalmi. Yesh Mishamash or Hasoch Etzibur, a race of Tzadok and the Mishapol, the Hispanics can have Tzadok and Mutam Ahamsi. He's to learn Bechavusa. I've heard he knew it. And he told me that his mother, an old American woman, I think mother's probably born in America. He lived in Boston. And the mikveh was in disrepair there. And the old timers, their wives didn't use the mikveh. The wives are old. And the young, there was a young group of American women who were religious. And they couldn't afford to pay for it. To fix the broken mikveh. So the good news, the mikveh where it wasn't kosher. So there was a rabbi there, there was an older rabbi in Boston area who had learned by the Chafetz Chaim, I forgot his name. So he told the young American women that on Shabbos morning, the women's balcony was upstairs, Shabbos morning they should come downstairs after the chazan says Shekhanah, he says he's Taba. They should come downstairs, they should stand in front of the chazan. They shouldn't let him continue davening. They should make him appeal for the mikveh. So that's what they did. The women came down. They didn't know any questions. The rabbi told them they should come down. That's this Ramah. So everybody started screaming, go back upstairs, what are you doing down here? They said, Rabbi so-and-so told us, you should stay. We're not going to let you daven until you pledge to give the amount of money that's needed, a couple of $1,000, to fix the mikveh. The Balabatim kept on screaming at them. They kept on saying, the rabbi told us we have the right to do it. So they raised the money. That's called Ikavat Tzila. You don't let the chazan continue until the tzibur agrees to take care of some injustice. And then it's Pashit, Mashinoga, the Habim Makamis, the Baruch Choyver, to say Mishaber, or Likbo. Likbo means to complain. Like that case, the Beis HaKnesses, the Yasal Odin. They're not giving the man a din perek. So they used to do this, they used to have a so because the mikveh was a tzarech mitzvah. La'achatach, kishachaz ben spal, yamash la'atzibur, mitzvah psuke dizimra, v'yamah kaddish al-eilu. Kibiyolam enam kaddish, below, tehil lo shalapon. The first thing is psuke l'achein, astilim arvis below kaddish, because you don't say psuke nifuah. Nusach svad, you do say, you say shirah malas, and you say chatzi kaddish. That's not right. I think the Mishnah Berurah thinks that that has a dim light. He has a suffix. In between Baruch Hu and Birchas Kriyashma, is it considered Bein HaProchim or Be'em Tzahaber? There's a suffix about that. Is that Bein HaProchim or Be'em Tzahaber? Remember when I learned in Lakewood, a body was a bochur. That was already an old man. A body was a bochur. Said when he davened Mar, he didn't say Baruch Hashem Yom because he was a Sephardi. And then in Lakewood, they davened slow. They said Baruch Hashem Yom took a couple of minutes. So everybody said both by Mariv. He said both, and then he kept on learning until everybody got to the middle of Kriya Shema. And then he stopped learning and he started saying Shabbat Mariv Arabim. Because he knew that otherwise he's going to have to wait after Shema Yisrael Ad. He's going to have to wait 4 minutes till they say Baruch Hashem Yehudah. So he always used to learn anything Baruch in the beginning of the Baruch. Then he got older, he realized that you're not supposed to be mafsid between Baruch in the beginning of Birchas Kriyah. Okay, we'll stop here. Kaddish.
Happy finals today.